Alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, July 6, 2013. We're in our second hour. A lot of news and information to cover. Check out our websites, alternativemedia.org. If you're looking to educate yourself in these matters, what a great job Brian does with that website. TheAlternativeMedia.com. Support the broadcast if you can. Make a donation. Also, support our sponsors, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Check that out. CarportsGarages.com as well. It's all right there on our website. And just to finish up just a little bit from last hour, where I was talking about $7 billion of aid pledge to Africa. It, you know, when I was looking into it last week when the story about Ecuador was breaking, and I thought I'd printed it off, but I don't know, maybe I didn't. But I had a breakdown of how much foreign aid actually was going to Ecuador. Well, it wasn't a tremendous amount by the standards that the United States doles it out. But yet it was foreign aid. It was like $18 million or something like that. But anyway, it just struck me that, you know, every country in the world, we try to put them on the hook of being subservient to the government of the United States via giving them money. And what is the most hypocritical about it is the situations that we've got here in our country. You know, 47% of adults have a full-time job now. Wide open southern border. Our veterans having to wait 6 months to even get to see a doctor after returning from the wars. You know, it's not a war on terror anymore. It's a war of terror. It's not the Department of Defense. It's the Department of Offense. We should call that for what it is. But, you know, I think it was Ron Paul that said foreign aid is the poor people of a rich country being forced to give money to the rich people of a poor country. And here it is just again. I mean, here the president, and for those of you that are new to this broadcast, yes, I despise Barack Obama. I despised George W. Bush as well. It's not Republican, Democrat. And that's the two-party, one-party system. I know in this neck of the woods, people are a lot more comfortable being sold out by the Republicans. I'm not comfortable being sold out by either party. It's the two-party, one-party system. Whichever party's in power sells you out. But still going around the world, doling out the money, $7 billion. You know, do we print that out of thin air? Do we borrow it from China? What? You know, that's how absurd and ridiculous it is. There should be zero foreign aid, in my opinion. Zero. Until our debts are paid in full, till our borders are secure, till our problems in this country are solved, there would be zero foreign aid in my lifetime. And probably my children's. But these politicians, you know, every time they run for office, it's the same old story. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. You know, we're against all this foreign aid. We've got to rein in the budget. We've got to help small business create jobs. We've got to bring the troops home. We've got to quit policing the world. We've got to secure our borders. It's the same story every time. Then when they get in position, they go up there and they sell you out. Over and over and over and over and over. They work for the corporations. They're owned by the banks. And they don't represent we the people. That's why we see legislation like the Monsanto Protection Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and on and on and on. They're in the pockets of the banks and the corporations. Once you come to grips with that, the rest falls into place. Coming up on a break, listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments, July 4th, a celebration or a memorial service.
We'll be right back. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. And I've hit a new milestone. I have to wear glasses now to read these papers. I guess just another sign of getting older. You can watch the broadcast on thealternativemedia.com in the top left corner. And it's recorded there if you want to watch it later. This is a story by Simon Black, Sovereign Man, dated July 4th, 2013. July 4th, a celebration or a memorial service? Amid all these barbecues and fireworks today in the land of the free, it may be worth a short pause to remember the words of Thomas Jefferson some 237 years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That's powerful stuff. And in one of the most eloquent treaties in history, Jefferson lays out that human beings are born free and that we create governments in order to stay free. Now, further, whenever governments become destructive to this effort, human beings have the right to dissolve the government and create a new one. Jefferson then lays out his entire laundry list of grievances against the British king that have compelled the colonists to throw off the chains of tyranny and to form a new government. This long train of abuses includes, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat their substances. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death, desolation, and tyranny. We're taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. As the modern dysfunctional version of the U.S. government has become little better than the court of King George III, one might take the exact same arguments today. They have employed a multitude of offices from the National Security Agency to the U.S. Postal Service to illegally spy on American citizens. Isn't that an interesting little factoid to digest there? They have used the power and intimidation of tax authorities to bully political opposition groups. We just witnessed that with the IRS targeting the Tea Parties and conservative groups and pro-life groups. This is just another example of how completely out of control and power mad the government of the United States has become. And you know what really gets me, and I'll get back to this story, is the people, because I do this broadcast, they want to email or talk to me about these subjects. And they have this same mentality of, well, you know, I don't really see why these groups is upset and this and that. It's because these people that say that are such lily-livered cowards. They stand for nothing. They're not in the fight. They wouldn't get in the fight. They're too big of a coward. This country, the people in this country, they like to think of themselves as tough, redneck, in this area anyway. Mountain men wouldn't put up with anything. You know, we're bikers and cowboys. But I beg to differ. From my point of view, from the protests I've been to, from doing this radio broadcast, from talking to people on the streets, from people coming to find me to talk to me about this broadcast, emailing me, blah, 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 blah. There's about three different kinds of people. You got the complete lily-livered coward that wouldn't stand up. I mean, I wouldn't even shake a stick probably at two snakes. That's a bunch of people. You got the ones, these are the ones that really get me, that agree with you, but absolutely wouldn't do it publicly, absolutely wouldn't sponsor a broadcast like this, wouldn't want to be seen with me probably out in public, but yet, you know, we'll try to whisper in their faint little cowardly voice and say, you know, I'm with you. I can't say anything. I can't do anything, you know, because of my job or my business. But, you know, I'm with you. You're the worst. You're worse than number one. Because you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And then you got number three, which is a rare breed, super rare breed, that openly tries to stand for freedom, knows that the truth don't have a steering wheel, and it goes wherever it goes. You know, the truth has went places I wished it didn't go before. A lot of times these things that we have to discuss, they're not making me happy, but it just happens to be the facts, sad as they are. And that has been, I guess, my take on doing this broadcast and the way that the people respond to it. You know, I've said time and time again, we can debate. I'm open to debate. But you can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts. And some of these things, you know, we listen to people's opinions that call in. Sometimes I'm giving you my opinion. But then there's certain elements that are just bold-faced facts. Now back to this story by Simon Black, July 4th, a celebration or a memorial service. They have authorized the military detention and drone assassination of their own citizens. Wow, that could be a grievance. Should be. They have indebted future generations who will not be born for decades and squandered the nation's wealth on fraud, waste, and foreign military folly. Wow, I like that one so much, I'm going to read it again. They have indebted future generations, this is what the Republicans and the Democrats have done, who will not be born for decades and squandered the nation's wealth on fraud, waste, and foreign military folly. Wow. That's a mouthful of the truth. They have destroyed the primary function of the free market by awarding supreme monetary authority to a tiny banking elite. We have talked about it. I've talked about it till I'm blue in the face. If you're a big fan of the Founding Fathers, they completely opposed a central banking system. It took them three tries to get to December 23rd, 1913 to set up the Federal Reserve Banking Act, which has reduced our buying power of our dollar by over 99%. It is, if you don't understand the Federal Reserve banking system, go to alternativemedia.org and please educate yourself, and this broadcast will make a lot more sense to you. They have passed tons of new laws and regulations which criminalize everything from collecting rainwater to childhood lemonade stands. Wow. Yeah. You know, that sadly is the truth. You know, that's another one of my pet peeves is the fact that if you try to do anything, the red tape, the license, the inspections, the codes, the insurance policies, blah, 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 blah. And it's just a sad fact, and it's exactly what they've done. I mean, when we get to the story, and hopefully it'll be this hour, about what the poor veterans are having to go through to try to get a little bit of medical attention, it is just a national disgrace. And, you know, where are the politicians grabbing that gauntlet and running with it? You know, that would be something that would represent and serve the American people. But they're too busy somewhere voting on foreign aid and making sure that Wall Street bankers are well taken care of. By Jefferson's own standard, it seems rather clear that the government, most governments for that matter, have become destructive against their higher purpose to safeguard the people's liberty. In light of this, there shouldn't be a celebration. It should be a memorial service. It may be worth a short pause to remember the words of Thomas Jefferson some 237 years ago, or at least a time to reflect heavily. When will enough finally be enough? I thought that was a very interesting story. I wanted to share that with you because it puts it in such a perspective. I mean, you know, people think, well, one, they think this is the only country in the world that's free, which is completely bogus. But another thing, everyone's definition, I guess, from my perspective, of freedom seems to be vastly different. Me and my friend Mike talk about this sometimes. You know, some people's idea of freedom is to be able to get as many tattoos and piercings as they possibly want. Well, if that's your idea of freedom, then you're free in America. You can certainly do that. I don't think there's any restrictions whatsoever on that. But if your idea of freedom is to be free from government bureaucracy, secure in your person, your effects, with freedom of speech, freedom of the Second Amendment, we have seen it just being eroded and destroyed right before our eyes, all by design. They have taken this notion of we will take away your liberties to provide you security to the max through the events of 9/11 and several other things as well, they have successfully indoctrinated the American people to accept this as normal. And they're doing it. And they will continue to do it. Hey, when we come back, over 100 protests this week that got zero reporting in the lamestream media. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We're back on the alternative media, the website, thealternativemedia.com. And I wanted to get this story in today. There was quite a bit of protest this past week, and of course it got zero reporting in the mainstream media. Americans outraged by the federal government spying program took to the streets on Independence Day for Restore the Fourth protest. It is estimated that 100 American cities, including New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, Seattle, Memphis, and Miami, plus international cities such as London and Munich, took part in the protest. The Restore the Fourth national protest was named after the Fourth Amendment, which was intended to protect Americans against unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, the NSA's PRISM online surveillance program was exposed by Edward Snowden only a few weeks ago. Americans soon learned that at least 9 internet companies reportedly submitted to government surveillance of their servers. That would be Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Facebook, PalTalk, YouTube, Skype, AOL, and Apple. Restore the Fourth, initially organized on Reddit, described itself as a nonpartisan, unaffiliated group of concerned citizens who seek to strengthen the Fourth Amendment with respect to digital surveillance by the U.S. government. The July 4th demonstrations seek to demand an end to the unconstitutional surveillance methods employed by the U.S. government and to ensure that all future government surveillance is constitutional, limited, and clearly defined, the group explained. Now, I'm going to pause right there and say, A1, for your efforts. A1 for your cause. But let me tell you something. It's not going to change. Wouldn't matter if we protested in every little town, big town, whatever. The federal government of the United States is going to continue this. It's all part of their police state takeover agenda. Restore the Fourth aims to ensure that the will of the people is reflected in the government of the United States of America. The movement intends to bring an end to 12 years of Fourth Amendment abuses and demonstrate the need for a return to the Constitution. All Americans should stand with them in this cause to protect the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. The group is calling for Congress to enact reform this Congress to Section 215 of the Patriot Act, the State Secrets Privilege, and the FISA Amendments Act to make clear that blanket surveillance of the Internet activity and phone records of any person residing in the U.S. is prohibited by law, and that violations can be reviewed in proceedings before a public court. Create a special committee to investigate, report, and reveal to the public the extent of domestic spying. The committee should create specific recommendations for legal and regulatory reform to end unconstitutional surveillance. Hold accountable those public officials who are found to be responsible for this unconstitutional surveillance. The Internet Defense League, a coalition of thousands of websites that sound the alarm whenever there is a major threat to the free and open Internet, organized a major online protest to amplify the efforts of the Restore the Fourth Amendment protesters. Americans are being directed to callforfreedom.org, a webpage where they can share Fourth Amendment-themed images, call Congress to demand investigations into NSA programs, and donate to help fund television ads about NSA surveillance. The U.S. government has been systematically spying on all people all over the globe, violating their human rights. Fight for the future, co-founder Tiffany Ching said in a statement. The NSA programs have been exposed and are blatantly unconstitutional and have a detrimental effect on free speech and freedom of the press worldwide. You can't disregard people's privacy, invade their personal lives on a daily basis, and not expect them to fight back. I applaud their efforts. Isn't it interesting that we're having to sit here in America? You grew up believing, as I did, what this country was supposed to represent. And then we're having to sit here and discuss the fact that the federal government of the United States is secretly listening to, recording, not only the American people, but people all over the world. And now it's been exposed. The federal government of the United States, what used to be, as you were brought up to believe, an entity for good, and I believed that as a child. Look at what it has been exposed to have become. It is actually, it reminds me of when you were, what you were brought up to believe happened in other countries like Russia. That is what our government has now been exposed to be. Who do they say is the enemy in America? Veterans, for one. People that stand for the Constitution. This is what our government now considers to be the domestic enemies. Patriots, Tea Partiers, pro-lifers, Christians. This is what they openly say. They're not denying it anymore. The only people that's in denial is the American people not wanting to come to grips with what the sad truth is. And all you have to do is just spend just a tiny little bit of your time looking into it, and you'll see that it's all admitted. The MIAC report. Who's the enemy? People with a Ron Paul sticker. People that talk about the Constitution Party. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, study shows veterans must navigate hundreds of forms, more than a dozen agencies to get medical treatment in America. Back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I wanted to get this story in, and next hour, we'll be taking your phone calls all next hour, as usual. But this was reported this past week by Fox News. A new study released ahead of the 4th of July holiday sheds more light on the tangle of paperwork facing Americans' veterans, showing they're up against as many as 613 forms across 18 agencies as they seek medical help and medical services. The study by the American Action Forum also found the paperwork in part the result of roughly 31 million veteran affair claims alone each year take federal employees roughly 43.3 million hours to process. Navigating 18 agencies and more than 600 forms has produced absurd results and unnecessary delays, the self-described center-right-leaning nonprofit said. To be sure, the massive backlog at the Veterans Affairs have been well documented and has resulted in demands for change from the White House, Capitol Hill, and the public. In March, the agency had 600,000, roughly 70% of its claims, pending longer than 125 days. So, you know, when we talk about government-run health care, and by the way, they announced this past week they were going to delay the employer mandate for another year. But I'm not hearing anything out of the Republicrats that they're going to somehow stop Obamacare like they talked about for so long. Maybe they're still dreaming that dream. I don't know. But when we talk about government-run health care, which is the law of the land and is coming, friend, just, and I've said it before, just look at the VA hospital. We've already seen government-run health care. And I'm not here to knock the government, the VA hospital. I'm just here to tell the truth. Every study, every report is showing, and I wish I had the story. You know, I done it about 4 weeks ago. The economiccollapseblog.com had a great story about veterans treatment. I might find that and reiterate that here during the next break. But anyway, every story that comes out, the veterans are having to wait 4, 5, 6 months to get medical treatment. Now, I have no bone to pick with the veterans. They served their country. They done what they thought was right, I hope. They served their country, and they deserve the benefits they are promised, and they deserve not to have to wait 6 months to get it. This is government-run health care. This is the way the government will set up your health care. You'll have 613 forms to choose from across 18 different agencies. By the time they can get your appendix out, you'll be dead. The federal government of the United States can't run anything like this correctly. They've shown that. Look at the post office. Look at Social Security. Anything. We've seen it. But of all things, health care. Now, our health care system in America is far from problem-free. I mean, it needs tort reform and a whole lot of different things. And I know, you know, it was in need of some changing, but this is going to be a disaster. And I'll tell you what, something else. It's going to be a disaster for the patriots, people out there that love freedom, those people that's become activists. You'll be at the bottom of the list of the health care. Trust me, you'll be scared to go to the doctor. But for our returning veterans, what is the incentive? I know there's some incentive because the politicians have ruined our economy and there's no jobs, but what incentive for young men and women to go into the military? What is the incentive anymore? If you go and you get shot or hurt and you come back and you depend on the federal government and the VA hospital, they put you through this disgraceful situation, 6 months to get treatment. And, of course, you know, they promise you the moon and the stars with the education, but the vets are returning now to a jobless economy. So I am a strong advocate under this current administration, and I would say it if it was the previous as well, I wouldn't encourage anyone to join the military right now. Until the government of the United States can do something about this situation, I don't see why anyone, no matter what your politics are, would feel very much confidence in going into the military. This, though, why is this story not leading off the evening news? This, you know, I was reading something that Matt Drudge had wrote, and I found it really interesting. He was a paper boy, carried the newspaper on a bicycle when he was a kid. Obviously a little different era there, but he said he was amazed that the best stories wasn't on the front page. He always thought they didn't put the right stories on the front page. And that's what drove him to create the Drudge Report, which, you know, was extremely successful. And it's still the same way with these dinosaur newspapers and these dinosaur news outlets. I mean, the sooner they all decay on the vine, the better. Because they put out the news they want you to be aware of, not what you need to be aware of. You see, they don't want to put out stories like this that shows the disgraceful treatment of our American veterans. And I want you thinking about this and how shameful it is. And, you know, they always say there's budget shortfalls. And I'll tell you something else. It's just a mockery that we're talking about. They couldn't, because of the sequestration, you know, they're still trying to beat that old dead horse. They couldn't have fireworks, I think, at the White House or whatever. But yet there's $100 million to fly around Africa and $7 billion of aid to give out. That's how dumb they think the American people are. They keep trying to perpetrate that kind of folly on the American people. And they, you know, they I guess they believe it. I don't know. But we're going to move on to... This is Ron Paul's Straight Talk this week. I thought it was really interesting because I, for one, had not really looked into the E-Verify system. From massive NSA spying to IRS targeting of the administration's political opponents to collection and sharing of your health care information as part of Obamacare, it seems every day we learn of another assault on our privacy. Sadly, this week the Senate took another significant but little notice step toward creating an authoritarian surveillance state. Buried in the immigration bill is a national identification system called Mandatory E-Verify. Now, we've talked about this and talked about this. We know it's coming. They're not going to be happy until they get some sort of national identification system. According to Ron Paul, here it is. The Senate did not spend much time discussing E-Verify, and what little discussion took place was mostly bipartisan praise for its effectiveness as a tool for preventing illegal immigrants from obtaining employment. It is a tragedy that Mandatory E-Verify is not receiving more attention, as it will impact nearly every American's privacy and liberty. The Mandatory E-Verify system requires Americans to carry a tamper-proof Social Security card before they can legally begin a job. American citizens will have to show the card to their prospective employer, who will then have to verify their identity and eligibility to hold a job in the U.S. by running the information through the newly created federal E-Verify database. The database will contain photographs taken from passport files and state driver's licenses. The law gives federal bureaucrats broad discretion in adding other biometric identifiers to the database. It also gives the bureaucracy broad authority to determine what features the tamper-proof card should contain. People, you better listen, because she's coming. Regardless of one's views on immigration, the idea that we should have to ask permission from the federal government before taking a job ought to be offensive to all Americans. Under this system, many Americans will be denied the opportunity for work. The E-Verify database will falsely identify thousands as ineligible, forcing many to lose job opportunities while challenging government computer inaccuracies. E-Verify will also impose additional compliance costs on American businesses at a time when they're struggling with Obamacare implementation and other regulations. According to David Beyer of Competitive Enterprise Institute, there is nothing stopping the use of E-Verify for purposes unrelated to work verification, and these expanded uses could be authorized by agency rulemaking or executive orders. So it is not inconceivable that should this bill pass, the day may come when you are not able to board an airline or exercise your Second Amendment rights without being run through the E-Verify database. It is not outside the realm of possibility that the personal health care information that will soon be controlled by the IRS and shared with other federal agencies as part of Obamacare will eventually be linked to the E-Verify system. Those who dismiss these concerns as paranoid should consider that the same charges were leveled at those who warned that the Patriot Act could lead to the government collecting our phone records and spying on our internet usage. Just as the Patriot Act was only supposed to be used against terrorists, but now is used to bypass constitutional protections in matters having nothing to do with terrorism or national security, the National ID Mandatory E-Verify database will not only be used to prevent illegal immigrants from gaining employment. Instead, it will eventually be used as another tool to monitor and control the American people. The recent revelations of the extent of the National Security Agency spying on Americans, plus recent stories of IRS targeting Tea Party and similar groups for special scrutiny, demonstrates the dangers of trusting government with this types of power. Creation of a federal database with photos and possibility other biometric information about American citizens is a great leap forward for the surveillance state. All Americans who still care about limited government and individual liberty should strongly oppose E-Verify. Just listen to that. Now, one, and I've said this for as long as this has been going on, the federal government of the United States will not enforce its own immigration laws. The laws are on the books. We don't need more laws. They absolutely won't enforce them because it's part of the agenda to have us overrun with illegal aliens and then give them amnesty, which is exactly what they've done and going to do. But they want to put the burden on the American businessman and fine him, make him responsible if he hires an illegal alien. And thus, they are justifying this whole E-Verify system, which is a national identification system, which has been their wet dream the whole time, and now they're using this to justify it. You put that in context with what we've got with a government-run healthcare system. You put that in context with what we've seen from the NSA and the leaks from Snowden and the police state complete surveillance grid that now has been exposed. You put this in context with all the biometric technology, and you can see you're going to have a card to get a job in America. You are one step away, once that's implemented, you are one step away from the implantable chip, which we know is in Obamacare, to buy or sell. These things are happening rapidly. They're happening right before our eyes. They're happening right here in this report that Ron Paul did. It's from the freefoundation.org. But do you see how they incrementally justify this? See, they know the majority of the people are opposed to a borderless country. It's not that we're racist. It's not that we're opposed to, it don't matter what race is overrunning us. To me, that matters not. It wouldn't matter if it was British people. I'd still be opposed to us being overrun. It's not the color of the skin, any of that. This is America. We should have a country with boundaries. We shouldn't allow people just to come in and live here illegally, breaking the law. Remember, and John Kerry and Obama and Bush and all them, they're all about the rule of law until it comes to laws they don't want to enforce. So it's not about being racist or anything like that. It's about securing our country for the sake of ourselves, our children, and our future. But they're going to, because they know the American people are opposed to a borderless country overrun with illegal aliens, they're going to use this E-Verify system, a national identification system, put it in the immigration bill, say they're using it so that illegal aliens can't come here and get a job unless we'll fine or criminalize the employer, and at the same time, they are constructing a national ID for everyone to have a card to carry to get a job in America. Link it with your health care. Eventually, it'll be linked with your purchases. It'll be your one card for everything. And then because someone can steal the card and use it, steal your identity through the card or whatever other manipulation they allow to happen, they'll eventually get the American people to cry out for and accept a digitized monetary system with an implantable chip. The technology's all there. It's no longer, and they've had it for years and years and years, it's no longer a matter of, well, the technology don't exist. We don't even know where the edge of technology's at. These people do. But they are putting in these systems now. It's all coming, and they're doing it under the guise, as they always do, of protecting you. Now, you know, we just seen all the revelations of how they were putting special scrutiny on Tea Party groups and groups asking for the prayers of religious groups, the IRS. to give them their 501c3 or whatever. You know, there was until that came out, until all this was breaking, you know, I was kind of surprised. Why didn't these groups break these stories? Were they just silently complicit, or were they trying to cry foul? No one was listening. I don't know. But this is all a real look into where they're taking us. And they're not hiding it anymore. It's not something that you have to look hard to see. It's just not being reported by the mainstream media. It has to be left to alternative media, organizations like Republic Broadcasting, and support Republic Broadcasting if at all possible to keep broadcasts like this on the air. Coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media, the website, thealternativemedia.com. This is Farron saying I'm a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got a lot more news I can cover, but after the 10:05 break, we will go to the phones. I wanted to get this story in. It was from The Guardian UK. A study conducted by a U.S. military advisor has found that drone strikes in Afghanistan during a year of the protracted conflict caused 10 times more civilian casualties than strikes by manned fighter aircraft. You know, I talk about this often on this broadcast. The people in these other countries that hate America don't hate us because we're free. That's a lie by the mainstream media. They hate us because we're in their country. They hate us because we've been manipulating their government for decades. If you don't believe that, look into Iran and Mossadegh, 1953, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And that incites hatred when you kill their innocent civilians and then there is blowback. A new study referred to in an official U.S. military journal contradicts claims by the U.S. officials that the robotic planes are more precise than their manned counterparts. It appears to undermine the claim made by President Obama in a May speech that conventional air power or missiles are far less precise than drones and likely to cause more civilian casualties and local outrage. Drone strikes in Afghanistan, the study found, according to its unclassified executive summary, were an order of magnitude more likely to result in civilian casualties per engagement. Larry Lewis, a principal research scientist at the Center for Naval Analysis, a research group with whose ties to the U.S. military, studied airstrikes in Afghanistan from mid-2010 to mid-2011 using classified military data on the strikes and civilian casualties they caused. Lewis told The Guardian he found that the missile strikes conducted by remotely controlled aircraft, commonly known as drones, were 10 times more deadly to Afghan civilians than those of them fighter jets. Think about that when they're wanting to put drones all over America. Lewis, an advisor to the military joint staffs, conducted 6 previous studies of civilian casualties and other episodes in Afghanistan for the military. The fact that I have been looking at air operations in Afghanistan for a number of years led me to suspect that what I found in the case was true and beyond refute. Look, the drones are killing 10 times more civilians than manned aircraft. That's not by accident, people. That's not that they wish it wasn't that way. It's happening exactly like what they want it to happen. That's why it's happening. And when we send drones into other countries and kill their civilians, it inspires hatred. And it's going to continue to inspire hatred as long as we continue this folly of policing the whole world, starting wars to save the peace. And this is another report that you won't see in mainstream media because they want the American people to feel at ease with drones flying over other countries, killing women and children. Coming up on a break, next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. The Federal Reserve is paying banks not to lend $1.8 trillion to the American people. A lot more news coming up. Stay with us.